Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and in Health. Right, we're going to move on to some non-negotiables.
Yeah. That's what this is supposed to be about, but we waffle on about things that annoy us too much.
But we actually saw, I say we, the old team here at In Sickness and in Health, because loads of people do send us messages about stuff, and going off of us moaning about stuff, the people on lists, right?
Yeah.
So somebody sent, and in fact, a couple of people sent in the same group of people, right, that annoy them.
Right.
People who believe in star signs.
Yes. Yeah. You're right? Fucking weird.
People who believe in the sort of astronomy. Yeah. Not astronomy. Astrology.
Because I like astronomy.
Yeah, sorry. And I was actually trying to find the card there because I knew I didn't know the word.
Do you know...
astrology.
Do you know... We were driving around...
Get onto astronomy.
No. Right. I won't.
Okay.
We were driving around in America...
Right.
And there was a shitty little building that said Cosmetology College.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was to learn how to be a cosmonaut.
No.
Which is, I think, is a Russian astronaut. Yes, I didn't realise that, but I remember, you won't remember this. But
no,
it's always stuck with me. And I was like, cosmetology? What? There's fucking training astronauts there. And you went, it's cosmetology to learn how to... Because that's
like
what it looked...
makeup.
That's what it looked like. It looked like somewhere to learn how to do makeup.
Yeah. Well, that would have made more sense.
Yeah. Well. But yeah. I'm just saying, because you've got astrology and astronomy mixed up, which you shouldn't do, because one of them's really interesting and based on science. And the other one...
All
is
right.
Based on bullshit.
Okay.
But I'll let you decide. Which is which.
We don't need to ask James how he feels about it.
Go on.
But yeah, so on a lot of people's lists of people they don't like is people who believe in star signs. Mm-hmm. And you do get that thing, and it is definitely more common today. What star sign are you? Why?
Yeah. Imagine if you actually make big life decisions based on that.
A lot of, and I have seen this, maybe more in women.
Nothing against women.
But they do sort of say, oh, what sign are you? What's your sign?
And then some nothing against women t-shirts?
And then if the other person says, I don't know, Aquarius, then they're like, oh, we're not compatible.
Can't do it.
My moon rising conflicts with your sun.
Can't do it, yeah.
Shitting. Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be some bloke who's like maybe got his own business or something like that. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, as you say, I'm a Pisces. No.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Pisces.
Oh, is that you? See, I don't know. I couldn't.
Do you not even know?
No.
You don't know what Harrison is or Jude?
Don't know what Harrison is. I know what Jude is because he's the same as me.
Which is?
Leo.
Harrison's a Scorpio. But I'll tell you what, right? The funny thing is when... and this has actually only happened with Harrison. When
By the way,
read...
I was shaking my head and shrugging a lot then, which I realise won't work on an audio podcast. I was just like, shrugging.
When
don't
I
care,
read
don't
about
care.
Scorpio,
yeah,
it is Harrison to a T. Just right. Like...
Let me stop you there, Claire.
Bit mouthy.
Let me stop you right there. In fact, I've got our star
Harrison's
signs here.
Annoying, by the way. He's a beautiful
So,
angel.
Claire is Pisces. Pisces possess many positive qualities such as empathy, creativity, and adaptability. They may also face challenges such as sensitivity, escapism, and indecisiveness. Right?
Right.
James, Leo, are known for their confidence, generosity, and leadership qualities, but they may also exhibit traits of stubbornness and a need for attention.
No, the last one got you there.
Right. See, the thing is, though...
So what are you saying? I'm not empathetic or creative or sensitive.
No, everyone fucking is. These are so fucking generic. If I would have read you those back, in fact, that's what I wish I'd have done.
Read Leo for
I
me.
I would have gone, yeah. And you would have gone, yeah, no, that's
that. Me.
Because everyone is. We all have all of these traits because
well,
we're human
know.
Beings.
I don't know, to be fair.
We can all be stubborn. We can all want a bit of attention.
No.
We can sometimes feel confident. We can sometimes feel insecure.
The Pisces...
We're complex, interesting organisms.
Are we, aye?
And this...
The Pisces
this
one sounds like a bit
it.
Of a drip. I don't want to be that.
Why? What's your problem with it?
They may also face challenges such as sensitivity.
What does that mean? That
I don't
sentence?
Know.
I don't even
Escapism.
Know what that means.
Escapism? What does that mean?
It's like Harry Houdini.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be able to get out of a straitjacket.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's all bollocks, Claire.
Okay. Okay.
It is all bullshit.
So, well, the next question
it's
here...
It's based on nothing.
Let me ask you the question. The next question
yeah,
is,
go on.
Do you believe in star signs / astrology?
I do, actually.
Do you?
Yeah,
no, quite open to it.
I'm very very yeah. deeply invested.
Right, well, here's the question then. Could you be with somebody who
no.
really believes in star signs?
No.
Why? What harm's it then?
Because it would become really annoying. Because it would be like...
It's the 30th it's, of July. It's when the sun is
no, it's
rising.
When, it's when people, when big life decisions come up and they decide to use star signs to I'd be like, no. Just don't worry about the star sign. What should we do in this situation?
But the problem is you don't know.
But you might,
you
like I was saying
know.
Earlier, you might... You say you're on the dating scene. You're a young lady on the dating scene. Because let's face it, here's women. Nothing against women. And you
don't find a lot of men asking what you're saying.
No,
is,
you don't.
You,
and if you do, it's because they're trying to have it off. That's what that is. But, you know, say you're on the dating scene and there's a partner there, like good, steady job, seems really friendly, great sense of humour.
But
maybe
think,
they're the wrong star sign.
Right, I don't
you
think
go,
people
no, we're not
would
compatible.
Do, I don't think they would do that.
I think they do.
I don't think they would.
I think they do, Claire.
I think they would just say, oh,
and then there's some, I don't know, drug dealer, gangster or something. They
oh,
go,
yeah.
And they go, well, we're the same star sign. And then, you know, you end up in prison because
well,
you've been recruited to being a mule.
Okay. Jesus.
I'm just saying, be careful, ladies.
Right, well, some...
And if you do meet a man that's interested in star signs, also be careful.
Right, well, some people believe the sun, the moon, and star placements can affect their lives.
Mm.
So let me listen to this, right? A study in 2013 found that it took people 5 minutes longer to fall asleep and they spent 30% less time in a deep sleep during a full moon.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's...
Yeah.
That,
right.
Well,
let me just debunk this for you, Claire.
Well, no, I'm not debunking anything, but that's based in science. So there'll be... So
right,
you know,
but the full moon's
yeah.
got something to do with it.
Yeah. No, it's not the moon, it's the sun. The sun's got something to do with it. You're getting more...
Sun wasn't mentioned.
No, but the moon, the only reason you can see the moon is because it's reflecting light off the sun. So if there's a full moon, you're getting a little bit more sunlight than you would normally of an evening. And that's probably what will make you stay awake a little bit longer. There is reasonable.
Okay, well, what
reasons behind? I'm not gonna say it's because of the positions and stuff. No, it's because you're getting more whatever the sun gives you that keeps you awake.
Right. Well, what about this then? Women's periods syncing up if they live together.
Yeah.
So a lot of people believe that this is to do with the moon.
Right.
I don't know how.
Yeah, so what's...
I don't know what the moon's got to do with that, but...
I can't just take that sentence. I'm going to need some kind of...
periods do sync up. That does happen.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Exactly. When we first started living together...
Yeah, you were the beginning
for
of the
tampons.
And it has also been said, right, that because the moon influences the ocean tides on Earth, it can also raise and lower emotional tides in human beings. So, for example, full moons make you crazy.
Well, there is something in that.
Oh.
I think if you spoke to like a doctor or a nurse that works in A&E or something, I think the time of the month where there's a full moon,
right,
there's a lot more accidents and a lot more people coming into A&E, accident and emergencies.
Right.
Because of the full moon.
Just because the light's reflecting in their rearview
mirror. I don't know. There'll be some kind of lot. It won't be because you're a Pisces. There will be some reason behind that.
Okay.
But that's it. That's why, you know, that's why they, lunar, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's why it's called a lunatic asylum. It's something to do with the full moon does affect people's mental states. There's been some observation there. There'll be a reason for it. You can observe it and go, oh, isn't it weird how there's a full moon and people have accidents or people are a bit more crazy at this time?
I'm going to start using that. Like if I'm having like a really weird day or I'm just a bit on edge or whatever, I'm just going to be like, must be a full moon.
Maybe look into it. Maybe when it gets evening, maybe look and see if there's a full moon. I'm not joking. I know you think I'm taking the piss.
Yeah.
But it's been observed. Statistically.
Wait, so you either believe in it or you don't.
No,
then,
but there'll be some natural scientific reason behind it.
That the moon affects people.
I just don't believe in
No,
that
I get
Pisces
that the star
possess
sign.
Positive qualities such as empathy, creativity. I think
obviously.
No, but I think we all have that. Qualities.
Right, so but you believe in the moon and the sun affecting humans.
It has to. That's why we sleep at night. That's what it's evolution, that is. What? Why are you just smiling at me?
Because you're talking.
And the moon does affect the tidal wave. Because the moon.
Yeah, but then does that affect the tidal wave in humans?
I don't know about that. But it is fascinating that the moon stretches the Earth.
Okay.
So where the moon.
All right.
Moon is, whatever position the moon is near the Earth, it is sucking water towards it. And that's what makes the tides go out. And then by the time it gets around the other side, the tides get let back in again.
Right.
That's interesting. That's science. That is really interesting.
But this is in Sickness and in Health, not Astronomy 101 with James Buckley.
Well,
so
I'm just saying, I love all that stuff, but it's just a shame that it's been hijacked by, for want of a better word, lunatics.
Women.
Nothing against women.
Right.
I like women. I love them.
Oh, God. I think we should move on.
Yeah, I feel like...
Because we've got... we do have a good marital mayhem, so...
It's marital mayhem time.
Marital mayhem.
I'll read this one, Claire. I'll give you a little break. You can put those down and drink your beer.
All right.
Hi, or should I say hey, because that's what's written. James and Claire. Spat everywhere.
You're really getting on my nerves.
Sorry, I am being a bit annoying. Hey, I don't say hey, I say hi.
Just read that,
hey,
man.
Hey, James and Claire, my marital mayhem isn't necessarily to do with me, but with my best mate's relationship.
Nah.
Me and my mate have been friends for over 10 years and have stayed close throughout both of our various girlfriends and flings. He's been dating this girl for the last 6 months, and it seems like things are getting serious. But the issue is, I can't stand her. She's a right bore when we're out, and if she's not sitting there with a stick up her ass, she's nagging him about really mundane things. And every time we are out as a group, she always tries to get him to leave early, even when they've just arrived. I don't know whether to tell him how I feel, because it's rare his relationships last this long. So cautious of fucking this up for him. But she's a bit of a nightmare, and I feel like I'm losing my best mate. Well, I got news. I got news for you, mate.
I tell you something? She doesn't like you.
You are losing your best mate because he's moved to a different stage of his life where he just doesn't want to fuck around anymore. And maybe start a grown-up relationship and live with someone and have kids.
Listen, right? Okay, I'll be a bit more on the playing field.
And the irony is that when this person gets to that stage, that it'll be fine. It'll be fine then.
Because it's different.
It'll be all right then.
Because he likes his.
Yeah.
The thing is, right? If she's like that every single time, then fine. But to me, all I heard was that she doesn't really like you or his friends. And if she's not having a good... Well, she shouldn't go then. If she doesn't want to be there, she shouldn't go.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's been times like I can... Especially when we first started going out, we would go down the pub with your pals all the time.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely fine. But then, you know, when... We had maybe when Harrison came along or whatever.
I just went by myself.
It would be a bit like, but I would know.
It was fine.
I would know that sometimes we took Harrison. Sometimes, you know, we would have a little day out or whatever. But I would know I don't fancy it.
Yeah.
Like maybe whatever. Harrison's not feeling very well. I know I'm going to be up early. Whatever, whatever. I wouldn't go. There's no point in going. So to be on his side for a minute, right? She shouldn't go if she's going to sit there and complain the whole time and want to leave straight away.
She
shouldn't go.
No,
she should
annoying.
Let him have time with his pals.
Yeah.
However, if she's only there sometimes, right? Let's say she does let that happen, and anytime she is there, she's a bit quiet. She's not really, I think, she doesn't like. So how is he? What kind of person is he?
Yeah.
Is he annoying?
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I do the opposite. I use you to get out of stuff.
You loved him.
And do you know what? He might be doing the same thing.
Here's the thing. All James's mates think I'm like... whipping, like, going out tonight? Absolutely not, because James could never be asked going out. And anytime he's asked to do something, what do you say?
I go, I better check with her. And then I'll have a conversation with you and I'll go, couple of mates, they want to go for a couple of drinks in the afternoon. It's a bit awkward, don't it? Timing wise and stuff, and you know, because I don't know if it's going to work. And if you don't want me to go, that's absolutely fine. Because you know, the kids are here and stuff, and I don't want to leave you with the kids. And you go, no, it's fine. No, you should be all right. You'll be able to get there in time. And I go, yeah, but no, but it's a bit,
you know.
So if you don't want me to go, then just let me know, because I'm fine with it. I'll just let them know. I'll catch them on the next one.
And obviously any excuse to get fucking James out the house, I'm like, no, go, mate. Yeah. You go. You have a great time. But he'll then go back to his friends and go, she's fucking
I'd fucking love to come and stay out till 2 o'clock in the morning with you lot, but she's fucking it. Listen, it's I'd you know just you understand you get it, don't you?
You use me as an excuse.
I think every bloke does.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that there is a couple a man and a woman living together where the woman doesn't want him to fuck off.
No, I don't think so either. And I think it's become a thing, right, where men, because I've even seen, like, you know those little, like, Instagram videos where people are making funny videos about
cabinets,
like,
baby.
Yeah, well, we'll get onto that. Yeah. There's always, like, those skits where it's, like, the guy asking to go down the pub and the wife's not happy and da-da. Yeah. And I'm just, like, and even when I look at the comments, all the women are like, are you joking?
Go.
Like, when you go, if I know you're going out, even, like, let's say a Saturday night, oh, I'm like, right, I can order myself. Sort the boys out, get them whatever they want. That's when weekend, they can play their video games, whatever they want to do. I can get, like, a little Chinese takeaway for one. I can put on a horror film or The Real Housewives, no matter. Like, and I'm just like, great, yeah. Go. Don't come fucking back if you don't want it.
I've got something coming up, actually. I'm meeting a mate of mine. I don't think he listens, does he?
Who?
G.
No.
Nah, he doesn't listen, so I can bring this up. I'm going to meet him for lunch.
Yeah.
And I was going to you just on the way in.
Yeah.
I was going, oh, yeah, don't forget, I'm going to see him for lunch. I'm going to have a few beers and go for a pub lunch with him.
Yeah.
Is that all right? And you were like, yeah. I was like, it's a bank holiday weekend though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, it's probably going to be really busy. I doubt we'd even be able to get a table, would we?
Yeah.
I'm seeing him tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I literally went to him, I'll talk to him about it tomorrow.
Yeah. James loves getting out of stuff. Right, but back to this guy's story. I think what's happened here is, and I think you're right, James, I think your mate is just that little step ahead of you where maybe he prefers spending time with his missus.
Yeah, also, of course he does. It's 6 months, right?
Oh, they've only been together six months. Sorry, so, I wasn't listening. I was drinking my beer.
So let's not forget what stage of the relationship is that.
Yeah, they're having sex all
exactly,
the time.
Our first 6 months. If I had a mate come to me and go, all you do is hang out with Claire, and I go, why do you... Because I'm gonna do stuff with her that I don't want to fucking do with you. And I'm going to have a much better time doing that. What do you want from me?
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, if we were in the pub, we'd only been together for 6 months.
And if you went to me, get your coat, I'd go, oh, fucking, yeah. I'd be running out the door.
Yeah. So give him a break. Listen, I get what this guy's saying, though. I get that when change happens...
I would say to this bloke, get yourself a girlfriend.
No, I know, but just going from his point of view, right, when change happens, you do have to, especially if you are really close, it's his best mate, right? When change happens, sometimes it can be a bit hard and sometimes you're like, oh, shit, things are changing. You know, people start getting married and having kids and you do, you are a bit like, oh, God, it's not the same as it used to be.
I think you are if you're the one getting left behind.
That's what I mean.
I think if you're the one...
Right, but that's what I mean. Yeah. And not everybody meets somebody at the exact same time. And he might be finding that a bit difficult. So did he ask us, should he talk to him? Right, here's what I would do.
Don't talk to him about
it. No,
listen,
I would
it'll probably be over in a couple of months anyway.
Either that or it'll fizzle out.
Yeah.
It's the honeymoon phase.
Exactly, he'll come back.
Yeah. But if you do want to talk to him, what I would say is don't blame it on her.
And I wouldn't talk to him.
No, you can, but don't blame it on her.
No,
just
you're opening a can of worms.
No, you think not?
No.
See, I was going to say maybe just go down the route
even
of,
to this very day.
You.
Even like, to this very day, if someone tried to sort of like slag you off to me.
Yeah, but they don't. All your pals love me.
I don't even think they like me, Claire.
No, they like me much better.
That might be, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying... Oh, like, I know you're in love and she's great, but, you know, is there any chance of just staying out for a couple of hours?
No. Guys don't talk to each other like that.
Do they not?
No.
Well, then I don't know what he wants for his fucking deal with it then.
You're meant to have his back. Also, you're meant to have his back. It's the 6 month period of a relationship.
Okay.
Just fucking give him a little wink and a nod. Are you heading off early? Good for you.
To play devil's advocate, though, what he's saying is that she's really... She's boring.
Yeah.
She's a not. She's got a stick up her ass.
Hey-ya.
She's always nagging him.
Yeah.
Fuck off, James. I don't even want to talk to you. I've already established this.
Well, that's it. I try and talk to you and you nag at me for talking to you.
No, I don't. I was happy in silence. Jesus. Right, let's move on. Good luck, pal. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Listen, if he's your best,
much help here,
if he's your best pal, he will always be your best pal. If he's not, then
also listen. If he's your best mate, sure, maybe you're not with each other 24/7 anymore.
And if she's,
but if he is your best mate, and you don't see him for a while, but you fucking need someone to turn up, he'll be there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got mates like that. I've got mates that I don't talk to for lengths of time.
Yeah,
but they're my best friends. And yeah, sure, I don't see them every single night. But if they call me up at 2 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
I know I'll be there.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
Okay, Claire.
Yes, James.
We've filled our quota of boring chat.
You certainly fucking have.
And we need to do a tiny bit more before we end the podcast. And it's time for our vow change. For the week, and
for the weekend.
For the week.
Oh.
And I've got one.
Oh, have you?
I don't think it'll be a problem for you.
Right.
But I'm just trying to just make sure.
Okay.
That I'd like you to promise to vow to not let star signs, you know, be a variable, be a decision maker in important decisions that we need to make in our lives.
Well, actually, we should look up if Pisces and Leo are compatible. Somebody look that up for me.
Is that it then?
I want to know.
You're not going to get me on that.
Because
You're not getting me on
I've
that.
I've got a feeling.
You're not getting me on that. We'll stand before a judge.
Have we got it? Go on, let's see. Let's see what it says. Are Leo and Pisces a good match? With care and cultivation. Yeah, a lot of fucking cultivation. With care and cultivation, they can make for a pretty remarkable team. That's because both Leo and Pisces are deeply sensitive and emotional beings. They may express it differently, but they both tune into the way others feel and they walk through the world feeling everything themselves. Right. I don't know what that fucking means.
Right. Now, we haven't got time and I can't be bothered, but write anything. Write Pisces and Libra and they'll all be like, they can be a good relationship. There won't be one that says they're not. There won't be one.
Well, okay. Well, that's fine for me. I can promise not to let that affect my decisions.
Good. What do you need from me, baby? You've got it. Whatever you want.
It's a little actual. It's a sort of throwback to the people on your list, the fun fact people.
Right.
Because I know you put yourself on that list.
Yes.
And my God, do you live up to it?
Is it this or is it
No. But just you hold your fucking horses there, son. Because, okay. You know, constantly you have to be talking to me, you have to be saying something.
I like talking to
that him. Walk to the podcast.
Yeah, I like it. I like
insufferable.
I have a conversation with you.
But sometimes you don't have to be talking. I get a thought in my head and it needs to come out. You are that person. Yeah. You can't see something or think of something without saying it. I see so much every day when I'm walking down the street, I'm driving somewhere, and I'm like, oh. I'll put a little sentence in my head. Don't have to always share it.
By the way, I'm not one of those people that just speaks their mind.
No, I don't like
those people.
No, you just talk shite.
No, but I'll see something. I go, oh, that reminds me of a story that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'll tell you about it.
Well, I don't always need to know it.
That's going to be tough for me, that one.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
As a Leo.
Yeah. So, right, so what's my vow? How can I put that into a sentence?
I promise from this day forth to never...
Oh, no, I was talking about yours.
Oh, I'll go first.
Stop talking shite, Tammy.
Right. I'll go...
Sometimes silence is golden.
I'll go first. I promise from this day forth, I vow to not tell you every single thought that is in my head.
That's it, you've nailed it.
I'll explode.
That is it. That's what you do. It's everything that comes into
your head. My brain is like a billion miles an hour.
I know.
I have so many. I can look at something and it will remind me of something else.
Every time for me.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, that's going to be a tough one.
Well, we never do it. No, someone cares.
Luckily, we always forget what vows we make to each other, so I probably won't have to stick to it. Go on, you do yours then. I promise from this day forth.
I promise from this day forth not to let astrology, is it astrology or astronomy?
Astrology.
Astrology affect any decisions that I make.
Brilliant. Thank you. That's the
you
end.
You didn't say yours, right?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You made me do the whole...
I said I promise from this day forth I won't tell you every single thought that goes through my head.
Right, okay.
I think that's what I said. Anyway, don't forget, See, you've got me panicking with the THs and the S now.
James just said forget.
You got me sweating over these THs. Don't forget that you can join us next week where you'll be able to hear whether or not we've stuck to our vows. I'll cut to the chase now. There's no way I'm going to be able to stick to mine. And also, don't forget to subscribe. I definitely won't be able to stick to mine because sometimes when I know that you're, you've had enough of me, I'll then move on to the boys.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And Harrison's getting to that age now, where he's like,
Jude's been like it forever. Jude's a lovely boy and stuff. But I go, I'll tell him something. I'll go, yeah, so what do you think about that? He'll go, I don't know. I don't know what you want from me, Dad.
Yeah. See, stop annoying us all.
Sorry.
Seriously.
I'm ever so sorry. Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms.
Putting out some funny videos.
And follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and send us any stories, messages or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner about. And you can also send us voice notes and messages to our email address, which is... ISAIH@spirit-studios.
Studios?
Sorry, I was burping at the same time. .com. Oh, don't put sorry, I was burping at the same time in that. Anyway, all that's left. Anyway, the only thing that's left now is for Claire to say.
See you next Tuesday.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.